Gaming Podcast, Matt.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 82. It's the 82nd episode in a series of 100 episodes I record here on this podcast. Very special episode today. It's with a person who we haven't seen here in the old New York City in almost 6 months. We've missed him, but he's back and ready to podcast again. Hi, Bodie Schallenberger.
Bodie Schallenberger. Hello. Thanks for having me back in New York City and on this podcast.
No, it's been a while since you podcasted today.
It has been a while, both on this podcast and on my own podcast.
Sleazy Slazcast is taking a bit of it.
Sleazypodcast.com.
And available on iTunes.
It's on a bit of a hiatus, so it's good to be back on the old microphones.
Yeah, well I'm happy to have you here. Now, Bodie, true or false, we just did the same thing a little bit ago, but then I accidentally recorded over it.
Yes, we're both... I don't know if it's whether the 36 dumplings we ate earlier.
Oh, we did eat a lot of dumplings.
What? But yeah, we're having a series of podcast brain farts.
Yeah, it's not meant to be, or maybe it's too meant to be.
Yeah.
I also have nothing prepared for this episode, I'm sleepy from dumplings. Oh, I'm about to have. This is the 1 year anniversary of the. One of the earlier times you were on the podcast.
Party one.
Right before we had my very first party. And tonight, here, we're doing the exact same thing. We have a party happening in about 2 hours or so.
Yes, sir. 3.5, according to your Facebook event.
It's true. Last time it was like a really early Facebook event starting time, and nobody showed up until like 9:30 anyway. And it was like a real scary like hour or so where just like nobody was here.
Yeah, there's like five people just kind of chilling and drinking beer.
Yeah, and it was a real tense situation.
And that was your first party too, so you were feeling extra stressed.
That was my second party. It was my first birthday party.
Ah.
Remember? First party, I don't even remember. It flew by in a flash.
I sure did. I remember you being super stressed. Yeah. So are you bringing the kitchen cam back for this
party? Oh, fuck the kitchen cam. Yeah, I guess.
Kitchen cam is always a big hit.
People love the kitchen cam.
Yeah, people straight up
like the kitchen cam. Yeah, I guess I'll have to bring that, get that out of retirement. Yeah, I got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm wasting time.
You bought a lot of party supplies.
Let's go through what I bought for the party here today. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, you got a shitload of balloons that I guess I'm going to be blowing up.
Yeah, there's 8 + 8. +8
and 10. So that's.
I mean, you're doing the math.
I'm not going to do the math.
We don't have to do.
Kava, if you're listening, tweet at Harry and tell us how many balloons that is.
Yeah, thank you.
We also got a Barbie puzzle. It's a 48 piecer. So
yeah.
Props to whoever completes that tonight.
Hopefully, it'll be done by, and we can frame it for the next party.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We also got a bag of Hello Kitty suckers and candy.
Yeah, no, I got that last time, and it really went over well. At a certain point, I was just walking around making sure everybody got a piece of that sweet
good
candy.
Good candy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm noticing on the package that it says pinata filler, so I'm really hoping there's going to be a pinata.
What else do we got?
We got a streamer
that says,
welcome home. We got some other blue, just some regular-ass blue streamers.
We got 3 Chinese lanterns per Jake's request. Yep. Jake was like, I really wish we had some Chinese lanterns. And you know what they had at the dollar store for $1.99?
Fucking Chinese lantern.
That's right. I also bought a pack of a shit ton of AAA batteries for like $1.29. So I'm sure it's all going to like explode and catch fire later. And I'm really excited.
I look forward to that. You also bought a party pack of Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah.
Say that 9 times fast.
Party pack of Nope. I can't. Do you want me to try?
I can't do it on the first one. No, you failed already.
Party pack of Play-Doh, 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 party pack of Play-Doh. I got pretty close.
Nailed it. You did. Yeah, 7. I think that might be off.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, party pack of Play-Doh. 10 tiny little things of Play-Doh. I don't know. If I went to a party and they're... You know what? This is color dough, not Play-Doh. This is some generic
that's some generic-ass Play-Doh. People are going to be like... As soon as they see that, they're probably going
to
leave.
Yeah, I won't have to hide this. I made a big mistake with this guy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fuck.
It's almost as bad as the cat piss situation.
Oh, yeah. good segue, buddy. There's been a bit of a cat piss situation here in the apartment. Do you want to walk everyone through it?
We think one of the cats is stressed out, and it's peeing on Jake and Bernadette's bed. And they've washed their sheets for the second time today because of it.
Yeah, and it's happened a couple times before your arrival. So it's not like oh, Bodhi's here, and now the cat's peeing on the bed. It happened before.
Yeah, which is crazy. And I think Jake is going to murder the cat.
It's not taking it well. But they put
he's got a stress collar on
it. Yeah, they gave the cat a nice little stress collar full of pheromones, is what I'm told. And they replaced the litter box with walnuts.
Vegan litter.
Yeah. Because we're living in Brooklyn, yep. You know.
Greenpoint, Brooklyn, baby.
Hopefully the cat will no longer piss. I like the cat, though.
And she's cute. It's hard to be mad at a cat, but it's also frustrating because, like, dogs will learn from their mistakes. Mm-hmm. Cats are just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But, God, gotta love them.
Sure. I mean, if it was my bed, I'm sure I'd have much different feelings, but...
Yeah, you would put that wig on her and beat her senseless.
Yeah, there's a wig hanging on the side of the thing. So, Bodhi, let's see. You've been here a couple days. You're here for a few more days.
Sure.
What's in store?
Well, today we went to... We went to Queens Chinatown.
Yes.
We ate a shitload of dumplings at a place called a Dumpling Galaxy.
It was beautiful.
It was a incredible experience. We ate 36 dumplings,
between
spring rolls, fried wonton,
scallion
pancakes.
Drank two things of tea.
Yeah, dude. We were... It was a great meal.
Yeah, people just kept bringing us dumplings when mm-hmm. we were eating, and it was like a really good feeling.
Yeah, it was super great. And we got bubble tea, too. What did we do yesterday? I've had a really weird... I've been getting a lot of free alcohol since I've been here. So my plane coming here, because of the weather here in New York, it was rainy, so we got delayed like 2.5 hours. And so I was at an airport bar drinking, and this guy from Florida was just talking to me, and then he bought me calamari, and we were just like drinking and talking. Then I got on the plane, and they fucked up my seating, so... They just put me in this random seat, and I was just like, I don't care where I sit. I just want to sit somewhere because they fucked up the boarding passes. But anyway, this lady was just like...
The flight attendant?
Yeah. And she was
not
like...
Not just some lady.
No, yeah, it was a flight attendant. She worked for Delta. Shout out to her, whatever her name is. But anyway, she's like, I'll give you some free cocktails. We'll hook you up for waiting. And I was like, sweet. So I drank like 3 or 4 tequila ginger ales on my way here. And then yesterday, I was... walking around, I got some fried chicken and went to this bar waiting on everyone to get off work called the Kent Ale House. And it was just a couple of us in there, and this guy was hitting on the bartender super hard. He had a comedian friend, and he was going to an intimate SNL late night
Should've
party.
Got in there.
But anyway, it was someone's birthday, and he just asked me if I wanted to do a shot of Jameson with them, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Nice.
And so I did one. And then, so it's been pretty interesting. I've met a lot of... random ass people.
And then last night we went to that.
Barcelona.
Weird bar.
We did a SpongeBob shot, and so I didn't know really what I was getting myself into. But anyway, I ordered them. Harry and I won, and the bartender just turned off the music and made me put on this weird SpongeBob hat and then played the introduction to the SpongeBob, like the Oh, Who Lives in a Pineapple Under the Sea?
Everyone was like singing
and
along.
Everyone was singing along. It was so fucking crazy. That was a good time.
Shot. It was a tasty little shot too.
Yeah. Harry's boyfriend got us kicked out of the bar because his other friend or something dared him to
change
like, skip
the
song
on the iPod.
Yeah.
And then he was like, get the fuck out of here.
Bartender got pretty pissed off about it. He yelled and everyone was just like looking at us. And I was like, oh God. Then they took me to a gay bar and didn't tell me it was a gay bar. And then Harry was like, hey, look around. What do you notice? I'm just all dudes. And I was like, no wonder the bartender was calling me honey every time I fucking was getting a drink.
It took you a while to realize.
I know. I wasn't even paying attention, you know? I have a girlfriend now, which broke the news, I think, last week or whenever this. And so I think now that I have a girlfriend, I was just like paying less to my surroundings and not checking out for chicks. And so I think that was it. I was just like looked around. I was like, oh,
a lot of
bros here. But it was a good time. Hey, I drank some tequila. I've been on drinking a lot of tequila.
Sure.
We got a piece of pizza. Bernadette did not hang very well last night.
Nope. And then tonight is the big party, and then you fly home 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just probably not going to sleep.
No, you're here for a while. We'll probably do another episode before. Yeah. Might just be this exact same thing again.
We're going to go to the 9/11 memorial tomorrow in Uniqlo.
Yep. Our two favorite spots in New York. There's a Uniqlo in Chicago now, you know. You could just go to that one.
I haven't been to Chicago since New Year's Eve, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, you used to go there fairly frequently.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why I just haven't really felt like doing it. I haven't even seen Zach in those dudes' new place.
Zach Soto,
friend of the podcast. But yeah, I would like to go see it. I've seen Tyler quite a few times since then. Oh, I saw Zach at Priest's wedding, I guess, too.
Well, yeah, you went to a crazy wedding, yeah?
Yeah, Priest's crazy Indian wedding. It was beautiful.
With a fireball thrown and...
There was fireball cannons, there was belly dancers, there was...
Lightsabers,
laser guns,
Droids with artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks was there. He's the one that officiated the ceremony. It was great.
That'd be so obnoxious.
Yeah. Do you? I don't even know how to fucking do his
that
voice.
That wasn't bad. If you stop there, I think that's a perfect impression. Okay, buddy. So, listen, we can fuck around all day.
Yep.
And we will. But before that, let's do a little bit of this old podcast magic. With one of our... Oh, this is a segment that I did a while ago. I think I only did it once, but I always really liked it. It's called What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name? Bodhi, what's your beautiful mother's name?
It is Sandra Ann Schallenberger.
Nice. How's she doing over there?
She's doing really well. She's watching my cat, Cordelia, while I'm on this little adventure of mine. And she keeps sending me pictures. She keeps saying that she thinks the cat is stressed out. Or not stressed out, but sad that...
Oh, yeah, she does that to you, right? Anytime she borrows your cat.
Yeah. She's always like, she misses her daddy. And I'm like, ugh, does she, though?
Does she even know?
She even know I'm gone?
If she's not peeing on your bed, it's like, how do you know she cares?
Yeah. You know, this whole situation has made me really respect Cordelia and her not pissing and shitting and barfing everywhere all over my house.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice when cats don't piss, shit, and barf all over one's house. I mean, I don't mind it because I have very little responsibility when it happens. And it's never really been over anything of mine. But the time will come. The time will come. Your mother's been a guest on this podcast before.
Yeah, she was on yours and not mine.
Yep.
Guess shit happens, though. You've had two moms on yours.
Have I?
Your mom?
Oh, my mom, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Good for her. She really made it. I think that... How many episodes is Sleazy Podcast up to now?
80. Ooh. And I have one in the bank.
So with this episode, I finally take over
the podcast realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I have one in the bank, but God knows when and if that'll be released. Well, so
we look forward to it.
Anyway,
yeah, we're so over podcasts, buddy. We're just like done with them.
Yeah,
but I gotta do another 28 episodes. This piece of garbage.
Holy shit.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's like half a year.
Wait, wouldn't it be 18?
What?
It would be 18, not 28.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's awesome.
There you go. Feeling better about it already.
That is a load off. I've been doing that math wrong consistently
really?
for the better part of 6 months. Yeah, right? Cool. Is this 82? Probably. Listen, anyway, we're getting off track. So that was What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name? Can I please hear the closing theme to What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name?
It's my beautiful mother.
That's a good song.
It was.
All right, up next. I don't know if I've ever played this with you, buddy. It's a podcast staple, but I think you might have dodged the bullet every time. Have you ever played a game called Internet History?
I don't recall.
Well, let's hear that theme song and get her started.
Internet history. It's racist. No, it's not. It's sexist because it should be Internet her story.
Nice. You are
might be a little racist too.
Studies major, right?
Minor.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
Okay, Internet history. So, buddy, do you remember what your first social network was?
I believe it was a LiveJournal, I think, because... Well, I used to play this game called Well of Souls. It was like a free online, but it was like, I don't know. It was like kind of crowdsourced in a weird way. But anyway, I started to play that a lot. My neighbor got me into it. And so I got that was when I first got like an AOL chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that, I think I did a LiveJournal.
Do you remember what your first screen name was on AOL?
Yes, I do. What is it? I know, it was like, maybe it might have been Deck Boy Wiffle.
Deck Boy Wiffle?
DECKBOY F or W I F F L E.
Because you loved skateboards and wiffle
ball. Wiffle ball. Yeah. And my live journal was skate_Avenger, like 123 or something.
Remember that? We were briefly live journal friends at the beginning.
I have the live journal app on my phone.
Oh yeah, do you want to fire it up and read a post?
I haven't posted, I think, since Lady Gaga came to Purdue, which is probably later than I should have.
Yeah, that was like in college.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's see. I hope it logs me in automatically because...
You're not going to remember that password.
Mm-mm. Ah, fuck.
Did you ever have a Zanga?
No, I never had a Zanga. No.
Neither did I. I was always a Live Journal loyalist. But then you were a big MySpace guy, yeah.
Oh, I was a huge MySpace guy. I got a lot done there.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just, like, really came into my, like... You know, I'm bad at, like, just, like, I don't know. I feel like that's... I don't know.
It was a big part of your adolescence.
Yeah, like a huge part of it. Because I was like a scene star. Mm-hmm. And so, like, all the scene kids were all about MySpace because it was like music and everyone would just be like, oh, my pictures.
Swoopy hair and mirror pics.
Yeah.
And like Avenged Sevenfold playing.
Yeah, like, because you could put like songs on your page. And yeah. So you'd go there and you'd just be like berated by like fucking screaming immediately.
It was the worst.
It was always terrifying when you weren't expecting it and had like your headphones out really loud or some shit.
Yeah.
It was brutal. But yeah, I would say MySpace was my favorite. I still have it. I don't remember my login, unfortunately, which is real bummer. Yeah. Bodhi and the Bodies had a MySpace. My band.
Oh yeah, your former band, Bodhi and the Bodies.
Yeah, we had one song. It was 30 seconds long. It was called "Fuck Metal." We recorded it on a cell phone in my friend's garage. I was vocals.
Do you still have it?
I have it on my old iPod.
Cool. We should get that off of there. I think we tried one time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
There's a lot of good music on
there. Plug it into the thing and record it.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, like play it and then just record it with like a cell phone.
Or yeah, or
it'd probably like, be like the same quality.
Plug it into the mixer and then play it through the thing and record it.
Oh nice.
Into the thing, probably. I don't
Maybe.
Know. Anyway, this is we don't need to talk about this. So internet history, Bodhi, what's you got? How you doing with the internet? You like the internet pretty well?
I do like the internet pretty well. Trying to think. Let me take a quick browse on my phone and see what I've been interneting lately.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much just Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Okay. Fantasy football.
Live Journal. Oh, yeah, fantasy. You are a fantasy football guy.
Yeah. I know your listeners are really into hearing about fantasy football teams.
That's my one listener. I can tell you that that's not true.
I'm doing really well in both my leagues.
Congratulations.
Which is crazy because I've been terrible. But this year I'm really kicking some ass.
Congratulations.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
You took the opportunity, and you went for it, and it worked out.
Paid off for sure. All right, well, that'll do it for internet history. Can I hear the closing theme?
Scoobily bop bop, skiddly boop.
Yeah, so internet history. Only one more thing to do in this segment of the podcast, and that's a little something called... Ask Harry a question is where I ask you to ask me a question, and everyone judges you on how interesting the question is. Bodhi Schallenberger, would you please ask me a question?
Sure. Let me see. I don't think anyone's really asked you about boyfriend stuff. What was you and Darian's first date? And did you ask him out, or did he ask you out? And what did you do? And how did... Well, there's a lot of questions.
Yep.
And how did you decide that you guys wanted to see each other again?
Okay.
So let me boil that down more simpler. So what was your first date? Who asked who out? And how did you decide you wanted to see each other again? So three.
All right. We met on the popular... social networking application tinder.com.
Nice. Shout out to Tinder Neo.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Tinder Neo, for all you've done for us.
Yeah.
We went to, I think I asked him if he wanted to meet after like tindering around for a while.
Nice.
You go from Tinder to texting and then you meet.
Oh yeah.
It's the way it works. So we met, went to a bar, I bought him a couple drinks, and then I found out that I was like, "Why, the bartender seems to know you?" And he's like, "Yeah, my dad actually owns this bar." So he's just been letting me buy him drinks in his
own
bar.
God, what a motherfucker!
Then we went to a party that his friend was throwing, which was really weird. That's a weird thing to do on a first date. But it was fun. And then we hung out there, and then like we hung out the next day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was my friend LJ's going away party, and I was like, doing a thing in Greenpoint, and he's like, I'm in Williamsburg seeing the band Waves. You should come to that. And I did. And his friend was working there and gave me like free beer.
Sweet.
It was a good couple of days. All been downhill since then.
Sounds solid. Yeah. And that's how it'll be for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so that's the story of my stupid boyfriend.
Nice. Shout out to him. I met him, I guess, the last 2 days.
Yeah. It's been
positive, except for him getting me kicked out of a bar.
we were going to leave that bar pretty soon. That's anyway.
True. Shout out to Barcelona.
Yeah.
It's called Barcelona Bar, which is weird because it says bar in it twice.
Yeah. And it's like doesn't have anything to do with Barcelona. Like it's a real like the whole gimmick of the bar is like shots and stuff. Mm. You'd think it would have like a shot based title.
Yeah.
But it's not. You know, I don't run bars. I just go. You should, just though. Get kicked out of them. I've been saying that for a while. All right. So that's how you play Ask Harry a Question. Bodhi, can I please hear that closing theme? That was Ask Harry a Question, and we'll be right back on Harry Says Yes.
Totally.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Harry Says Yes, the podcast all about Harry fucking Nelson. Welcome back, Bodhi.
Glad to be back. The funny thing is, when I told my girlfriend, shout out to Consuelo Poland.
Consuelo Poland.
If you are listening.
What up, Consuelo?
The first time I said I was coming to visit you, she was like, his name's Harry Nelson? Mm-hmm. And she's like, isn't Nelson like a term for like a dick or something? And I was like, I think so.
It's not. It just people say that sometimes, and it's like, is it? Have you honestly ever heard that before in your entire life, or are you just you want to make that person's last name, whose first name is Harry, seem funny?
At least it's not like Richard.
Sure. Listen, what are we in middle school? And you're everyone who ever talked to me. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Hey, Bodhi.
Hi.
Let's play a game. It's a game called Cooler or Lamer. Can I please hear the theme song, Cooler or Lamer?
I'm so cool, and my best friend was Michael Jackson.
Cool.
I was sad when he died.
Yeah, I'll bet. Are you singing that from the perspective of Bubbles the Monkey?
Yes. Babu the Monkey and I actually co-wrote that song together.
Oh, nice.
I haven't talked to him in a while. We had a bit of a falling out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, shit happens, you know? You can't be friends
with monkeys.
With monkeys. I learned that the hard way.
Okay, so Cooler Lamer. This
like, I'm all about throwing feces at each other, but.
Yeah. And, like, jacking off all the time. Yeah. Climbing around on shit.
Just doing some crazy shit.
All right, so Bodhi, Cooler or Lamer, this is the fun new improv-y way to do it where I didn't prepare anything for this entire podcast. It's great. It's a bad show, and that's fine. You're elevating it just by being here.
Thanks. No.
Okay, so I'm going to say a thing. You're going to tell me if that thing is cool or lame, and then you're going to say another thing, and then I'm going to do the same thing to you, and then we'll go back and forth.
Could you repeat the rules? Just kidding. I got it.
You know how I was played.
I'm a listener.
I know.
Though I haven't listened to the last episode where I came out on the podcast.
Yeah, as being in a relationship with a woman.
Right, but I will play.
Okay, cool.
Oh, do I start?
Yes, please.
Francesca pissing the bed.
I think that's pretty cool. Like, it sucks, and it's, like, not cool, but, like, I think it's kind of cool. It's, like, kind of a punk rock thing for a cat to do.
Yeah. Especially over and over.
Yeah.
Especially when your master hates it so much.
Yeah, it bums Jake out so bad.
How much time and money they have to spend trolling and taking down the street.
Log it to laundromat, like, wait for it to fit. And, like, sheets take a while to dry, so you got to put a lot of quarters in it. It's a real fucking hassle, but yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's up with you? Oh, it's my turn to say a thing. Yep. I'm gonna say 37 balloons. That you're gonna have to blow
up
later.
Are they blown up already, or do I have to blow them up?
You have to blow them up. Ooh. You have to use the air in your lungs to blow them up.
I'm gonna say the cat piss in the bed is cooler.
Yeah. I thought you loved blowing up
balloons. I do love blowing up balloons, but 36 is a lot of them.
And you love that cat piss so much.
There's a balloon here for every dumpling we ate earlier.
That's true. Man, those dumplings were good.
Yeah, they were. We had all kinds of dumplings, not to derail.
Let's name all of the kinds we had.
Okay, you first.
Pork soup dumplings.
We had two orders of those, which is BA.
If you've never had soup dumplings, get thee to a dumplingery, because they're delicious.
They are.
They're full of soup.
Which is crazy. I was so blown away. I was so confused on how they made them, mm-hmm. and then I learned how they made them, and I was like,
which, and we
brilliant.
Won't reveal the secret here on the podcast.
No, do your
look
own research.
Yeah.
Or just experience the magic and don't worry about how they came to be.
Right.
We had duck and mushroom, which
sure.
was good.
Yeah, that was good. I got a pork and hot pepper
yep,
one.
It was good. It had some spicy to it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lamb and, I think, pickled vegetable.
Yeah, that was a
thing. Was a good one.
There's like a, do you say the duck? There's like a
yeah,
duck one.
I got the duck one. There's some beef and something, pepper
yeah.
maybe, the one Bernadette ordered.
Yeah.
But we also got these really kick-ass fucking pan fry noodle.
Oh, yeah, it's lo mein.
That
it?
Was great.
Oh, no, it was pan, yeah.
I'm usually not a noodle guy when it comes to like Asian restaurants,
mm-hmm.
but I was super blown away and pleasantly surprised by what we were eating. We got spring rolls, fried wonton.
Scallion pancake. We might have said that already, but that might have
yeah,
been
good. Are we just rehashing again the meal?
It's a good meal,
man. It was
man.
A great meal. It was worth the trek.
Hey, we're foodies, all right?
Yeah, I'm kind of a Yelp elite big deal.
Yeah. Are you going to review that place on Yelp? If so, what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it 5 stars because nice. We had a great experience, although they couldn't split it 4 ways, which I guess
yeah.
is fine.
Yeah, and it was located in a mall, which none of us expected.
Yeah, it was a weird kind of mall. But it was nice. Like, everything was clean and shit.
Yeah.
Not compared to our last dumpling experience, yeah. which was recently shut down by health inspectors.
Oh, no. Not that place was shut down. A different place. But the last time we went to a dumpling place, it was in the basement of, like, some weird thing. And it was delicious.
But it was... Everything was, like, sweaty and old-looking.
Yeah.
And there was just... It was like walking into the underbelly of, like... I don't even know how to describe it.
I thought somebody was going to try to sell me a gremlin or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. It had like that vibe to it where there was just like all these restaurants just smashed in and it was hot and dirty and there were like all these little tables but you weren't sure where you could sit.
Because
we tried to sit at some table and she's like, no, you order here. And so we had to sit at these little stools at this like bar looking thing next to these old guys.
And eat these delicious dumplings.
Yeah, they were fucking good.
Super cheap too.
Yeah, like $4.
Anyway,
yep.
Cooler or lamer?
Dumplings. Dumplings are way cooler.
Yeah, I say dumplings. Is that your thing? Dumplings as opposed to balloons? Dumplings
yes.
versus balloons? I say dumplings. I like dumplings. Dumplings
are great.
Dumplings. We ate them with chopsticks.
We did. Everyone, no one didn't use chopsticks.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't give us forks.
That's so true. They didn't even give us the option.
Yeah.
They were like, you do it our way.
Which I respect.
I respect it as well. I'm tired of Americans going in and not...
Right. It's like, come on.
It's like, stop eating that rice with your hands. You wankster.
Okay, so dumplings. I'm going to say Play-Doh, but the real stuff.
I am over dumplings?
Yeah.
Shit. This is super hard. Good. See, the 8-year-old in me wants to say Play-Doh so bad, mm-hmm. but the 27-year-old wants 28 in January.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. So it's real hard. My sister and I had a lot of Play-Doh toys where you could, like, just make stuff
with
them.
It's like a butt, and then you push it through, and it's like it's pooping.
Yeah. Like, shit like that.
Yeah.
We had, like, a little mini kitchen where you could, like, make Play-Doh food and then cut it up.
Yum.
You know, for nostalgic purposes, I'm going to go Play-Doh.
Cool. Good answer. Did you ever eat Play-Doh?
Maybe.
Seems like something you'd have done.
Yeah. The foodie in me at 8 years old. I had fine taste for Elmer's glue and Play-Doh. Play-Doh spaghetti, don't even get me started.
Oh, shit. It looks good, and it smells good. So eat it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
I'm going to say... who is... is this?
Jake.
Oh. I'm going to say Jake. Cooler or lamer than Plato?
Ooh. See, Jake's one of my closest friends.
Then what?
Plato.
Plato.
Oh, my God.
Jake's one of my closest friends, but I've known Plato longer. I'm going to have to say Plato.
Plato, oh, two in a, Plato, two in a row. Yeah. Not bad. We'll break the news to Jake. Harry got off-brand Play-Doh, like a tool.
It's not even real so Play-Doh. Like,
it doesn't work as well?
What was it called? Like
child dough or something. What is it?
Color dough. Ugh. And they spell color the British way, which is also ridiculous.
This so much.
It's made in China. They spell it the British way. And
one more detail.
They call it a dough compound.
Open it up and see if it smells like Play-Doh. Bodhi is opening the Play-Doh, ripping off the plastic outer lid of the container of four.
This one's got a car on it.
That's weird. Do they all have cars on it? Oh, it's probably like a mold.
Oh, nice. One's got a car. Ooh, a little bear. A pink elephant.
These are weird colors, too. It's like this one's brown.
Brown Play-Doh. Oh, look. They even are like sealed.
Oh, cool.
Stepping up their game, color dough.
Container after. Oh, nice. Jake got some Dixie bath cups for shots.
They
have zebras and
oh, cool, yeah.
Holy shit, this smells like bubble gum. Whoa.
Good work, Jake.
I'm into that. I wonder if they all smell.
Jake, smell this. Tell us what you think about that smell.
I want
to
eat it.
Eat it. Jake wants to eat it.
Yeah, you know, color dough might be.
Here we are knocking something. We're reading a Plato's book by its cover. Or whatever what? That old saying is.
I have no idea what the hell. Oh, I see.
This one smells like bubble gum, too.
Oh, the orange one?
Yeah. I was hoping it smelled like orange
or
something.
You're just lucky
shit.
You opened up the pink one at first.
That is weird.
This one smells like bubble gum, too.
I'm going to see if the mold works.
Does it feel like Play-Doh?
We should roll these into balls later and throw them at each other.
Yeah, pretend like a species.
God, that Babo the monkey would love to have been here if only
we were
friends. So.
Does the mold work? I kind of like this a little better than Play-Doh. Hi. I like the we have other people in the background.
Nice, it does work.
Mine worked too, but then I mashed it because it's so much fun to mash. You know what? This is going to be a good party after all.
Yeah.
I thought that I ruined it with the color dough. But
yeah, I got a little nervous.
We're all going to smell like bubble gum.
I'm going to rub this all on the cat's hair later so Jake and Bert don't have another cat issue to worry about.
All right.
They're going to be so glad when I'm gone.
We all are. The city of New York will be.
Yeah. I'm just causing trouble here.
Put the lid on that. It says on the side.
Don't leave them open.
Container, Play-Doh. Hey, this is Play-Doh.
What?
Look on the side. This is Play-Doh.
But it's not uppercase, though, so I think it's just play, like the act.
Play-Doh. This Play-Doh is made by refining food-grade materials, soft, non-toxic, recyclable, always put back in. The kerning and spacing on this is ridiculous. Always put compound back in container after play. If it becomes dry, it can be added one water drop at a time to restore softness. That's good.
I'd like to be the guy who writes that.
Some lucky technical writer right there.
Yeah, right. That would be a cool job to be a technical writer for a toy company.
Sure. You should look into that. You should call and contact DII Enterprises LLC in China.
I'd have to move to China. I told myself I'd never do that.
All right. So, cool. That's how you play cool or lamer.
That's fine, a good one.
Right?
I'm pumped about this color dough.
This color dough party is going to be off the chizane. When's the last time you said off the chizane?
Oh, man. Like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's where I got it from. All right. So that's everybody. Cooler or lamer. Let me hear that closing theme.
Oh. Cooler or lamer.
Good work, Bodhi. All right. So up next is a game that I wanted you to start playing on your podcast.
Sweet.
We played it last week. I heard it at a wedding. It's called You're the Worst. Can I please hear the opening theme to
You're the Worst. You're the Worst. And here all this time, I thought that I was the worst.
Nice. There's a TV show called You're the Worst, and it's really good.
I just saw a preview for that on the TV the other day.
It's on FXX.
Shout out to FXX. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of good shows on.
A lot of good shows.
This is the last season of the league, and it's done.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I heard there was, like, an animated episode or something. Oh. Keep opening up, I don't know, spoilies, I guess. I keep opening up this color dough, and I love it.
It's going to be a good time with this Play-Doh.
Color dough. I mean, it's Play-Doh, but it's not Play-Doh. Anyway, you're the worst. So here's how this game works, Bodhi. I'm going to say that you're the worst something.
Okay.
And you're going to give me three reasons why that's true.
Okay.
So go ahead and give, and so I'll start. So tell me that I'm the worst something.
You're the worst podcast host I've ever met.
That's true, Bodhi. I am the worst podcast host because my voice is inaudible when I talk into a microphone. I can only say racial slurs. And my podcast is only pictures and not sound.
I was going to also add on that you make your guests pay you $50 to keep the show alive.
Yeah, it's not a good system. People don't want to pay it.
I bid, though, like an idiot.
Yeah, and I appreciate your support. It keeps me in color, though, you know?
How much did you pay for this color, though, anyway?
It was like $2.99.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's a steal.
No, $1.99.
Really.
That's why I got it. It's like, fuck.
What, am I not going to buy this?
Yeah, same with this Barbie puzzle. It's like, $1.99 for a Barbie puzzle? Of course.
Where are you going to do the Barbie puzzle, though?
I don't know. Maybe the bathroom.
You could put it on that new table you got in there.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're going to, like, probably need to fold it down because people love congregating in that kitchen.
It's true.
Kitchen parties are the best parties.
Yeah, I got to get that kitchen cam up and running. So much to do. So much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back seat? You never know if you don't glow.
It's true.
You never shine if you don't go.
Yo. Hey, now. Anyway.
Bodhi, what's, you know what, Bodhi? You're the fucking worst doctor in the world.
That's true, because last time I went in to give someone heart surgery and accidentally gave them two hearts.
What? That's too many hearts. I thought you were going to say fart surgery. That's fun.
That's true because, you know, I never graduated from community college.
Whoa.
And three, I'm not really sure what all the body parts are called.
You need to know that as a doctor.
When they're like, I was like, that lady was in a car crash and the two things attached to her body, they weren't working.
That's too vague. What are you talking about?
Earlier when we were getting dumplings, I forget what relation it was, but you were like, yeah, his girlfriend's paralyzed. And I was just like, wait, what? How do you know that? Yeah. But he was just fucking with me.
Yeah. That's a fun story of me being a bad person.
Just add that to the list of why you're a terrible fucker.
I'm the worst guy because I make jokes about people being paralyzed for no reason. That's not true. Joey just made that up. Also, your name is Joey now.
Hi, Joey. Pleasure to meet you.
I'm also a bad podcast host because I can't remember my guest names, and even though they've been friends for the better part of a decade. All right, so that's how you play You're the Worst. We can do another round, but why would we, you know? It's a fun game. It seems more like a sleazy podcast game to me, but maybe when it comes back.
Do you want to play, since you never officially got to play it, do you want to play that game where, on my podcast, where you have to talk about something for 30 seconds?
The ranting game?
Since you never got to do it.
Yeah.
Since,
I'd love to.
I just realized that you never got to get back on the old cast.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when the podcast is back, as I'm sure it will be, right?
Yep.
Oh, no. I never got to say goodbye.
No, you know, not a lot of people did. I, in a way, didn't even get to.
We need closure. When I'm back this in December, we need to organize a goodbye episode.
Yeah.
Even if it's on Harry Says Yes, we'll get it together. People, your fans need closure.
Yeah, they do. Oddly enough, not many people have asked me what happened to the show.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I think like three people might have. Yeah. But, oh well.
Oh well. It'll be back.
Yeah, it'll be back. I am confident in it. Yeah.
I proposed a fun new alternate podcast idea in last week's episode, so I can't wait for you to hear it.
Yeah? Sweet.
Okay, so yeah, let's rant, baby.
All right. I forget if I pick the rant and then you... No, yeah, I pick your rant.
Yep.
And then you... I want you to rant about color dough.
About color dough?
For 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me when to start.
And go.
Ah, so color dough. It's like, first things first, why this spelling with the U? People don't spell color that way in America. This is America. If you're selling it an American product, let's step it up a little bit. Second thing, second, make every different color smell like a thing that's the color of. I mean, granted, you do have some weird colors like brown, and I don't know what that would necessarily be.
Dog shit.
Like, yeah, but step it up, color dough. Just buy more than 1 cent for your corporation.
Done. Third. Past 30 seconds.
Thanks. I was going to talk about how the logo looks a lot like the Play-Doh logo, and it's confusing people when they go to buy the product. Hey, Bodhi.
Yes.
I want you to rant about aloe vera.
Ooh. That'll be hard because aloe vera has helped me out a few times. All right.
Oh, I should time you. Hold on. Let me unlock my telephone. Open up the timer application. There's a shortcut. Not a lot of people know about it. Great. And go.
So my problem with aloe vera, number one, is that when I have to use it, it's always something for something really bad. So whenever I see aloe vera, I'm just like reminded of the terrible things such as sunburns and poison ivy or whatever. Aloe vera, wiping it all over yourself makes you feel just oily and awful, and you smell like aloe, which, mind you, is okay, but if I'm going to be smelling like something, I might as well not be like in pain. Aloe vera, I want to say it's probably a little more expensive in the stores.
That's
but
it. Good work, buddy.
Thanks. They thought I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I always believed in you.
Thanks.
You ever just like have a plant? An aloe plant and just like squeeze it and all the shit pops out?
No, I've never even.
Yeah, like the plant.
Aloe vera is a plant? I'm just kidding, I knew that.
Bodhi.
I always thought it was just something I find in Walmart.
Just a chemical compound.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I hear I was going to name my first daughter aloe vera.
You just name her Bodhi.
Clitoris?
Little Bodhi clitoris. all right, so that's how you play the rant game. I guess now that your podcast is on hiatus,
I can just start doing
sleazy fan fiction. Which I also never got to do.
Shit, you're right. I only wrote like 3 or 4 of them. I got late in the game.
It was good. Yeah. I liked your one about the sea monster. Mermaids, yeah. It was really
Party Cove. That's what it was called.
Yeah, really gory and featured a weird gay romance for some reason. No, the robot one.
What was that? Hitchbot.
Yeah,
I had such a good time reading Hitchbot. My guest kind of sucked. He was really drunk.
Who was that?
Morgan.
Oh yeah.
And I wish he wasn't so drunk, because Rob did really well at reading it and did exactly what I envisioned him to do. Morgan was kind of being a turd.
This was a segment on your podcast where you would write like a little scripted story, and
like it was like 10 pages, and I had like some weird gay romance where Rob was gay for a robot or some shit. I don't know.
It was nice.
It was all based on that. He did sell it really well. It was all based on the true story of that robot that those like Canadian scientists made that hitchhikes across the country, but then some douchebags in like Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, like. Beat the shit out of it and broke it.
Yeah.
So it made it all the way through Canada, of course. And then they started it in like Delaware or Salem, Massachusetts, and it only made it to Pennsylvania because Americans are terrible. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Hitchbot.
Yep.
May you out there in the heavens and stuff.
Beep boop, my friend. Beep boop.
Beep boop on. Boing.
Boing boing.
Blorp.
So that's that. And what's next is the following thing. It's a real encouraging game that I have, because this is a podcast about doing things, or at least it once was.
Long ago.
Yeah, for episode 1, really. So it's all about doing stuff, getting things done, and it's called Hey Bitch Yada. Can I please hear that theme song, buddy?
Hey Bitch Yada. Yada do it.
You gotta do it. Bodhi, first, for this game to work, I need you to tell me something you've never done before.
Skydive. Psych. I have never gotten my dick stuck in anything.
You never got your dick stuck in anything?
No.
Really?
Really?
I guess, have I got my dick stuck in something? I must have gotten my dick stuck. When I was a teenager, I was just like,
sticking
when I was like 14,
everything.
I was just sticking my dick in everything. It was great.
It's a shame that's frowned upon in your later years.
Right? There's so many more things now.
yeah, right?
okay. Well, Bodhi, have you ever gotten your dick stuck in something?
You know, I don't think I have.
Hey, bitch. Yada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now hopefully you'll get your dick stuck in something. Okay, buddy, only a couple more things to do. We're both in relationships, and as people in relationships, it is our duty to talk about being in a relationship, and we're going to do that in a little segment called Relationship Corner. Let's hear that theme to Relationship Corner.
I'm in a relationship. It's not in the water, but it's still a ship.
Relationship Corner. So, buddy, do you have some advice for me about being in a relationship?
Probably.
Great.
Let me sneak through my cavicom of knowledge.
Your cavicom of knowledge?
I would say a good relationship advice is to not let little things drive you crazy for no reason and to not overthink and dwell on really tiny things, because more often than not, you're just kind of paranoid and worrying for the sake of worrying and possibly not allowing yourself to just be happy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I, because I am a very anxious and worried person. But yeah, you just gotta be confident and realize that, you know, things are probably just fine.
Yeah.
And if not, just talk about it and just be honest and mention it so you don't have to feel like shit, really.
That's just good advice. That's just good life advice.
Yeah.
Bodhi, you're a wise bro.
You know? Yeah. I think it does. It applies to quite a bit, really. But yeah. Overthinking. I'm a bad overthinker for a lot of stuff. Relationships or otherwise. And it's one of those things where you just like got a deep breath and just be like, chill out.
Yeah.
And you know, it's easier to say than do, but if you really do it, then, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I do, buddy. Thanks.
No problem.
You want to touch hands?
Yep.
Great.
Nice. It was a good one, guys.
Oh, nice, yeah. Sorry you guys didn't get to see that at home. All right. Well, hey, buddy, that pretty much brings us to the end of this here podcast.
Tight.
Do you want to say your phone number?
No.
No?
Telemarketers. Telemarketers that listen to your podcast.
This is really big. Ever since I started doing that segment, we've gotten a lot more telemarketer listeners. So I understand. I'll just say it for you. It's yeah, so that's the save our number. This has been episode 82 of Harrison's Yes. Oh, sure. I guess, whatever.
I don't know if I should plug my podcast.
You might as well. There's still 80 episodes.
Oh, 80 great episodes to listen to.
I'm on like 9 of them or something.
You can totally listen to my podcast, Keeping It Sleazy, at sleazypodcast.com, and on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe if you want. We have 80 good episodes up there. You know, who knows if we will have more or when. Sleazy Podcast on Twitter. You can also follow me on my own Twitter at Bodhi Knows Best on Instagram. Bodhi. And
give me that Untapped.
Untapped. Bodhi. Checking nice. Into bad beers.
Swag. You're also a Yelp elite, so check out your Yelp
just
reviews.
Type Bodhi Schallenberger Yelp and read all of my 300 some Yelp reviews.
Now, Bodhi, if Keeping It Sleazy does end, do you think that you might launch into your own podcast at some point?
I could. I have a few ideas boiling around in my head. I think once I finish grad school at the end of this month, that I'm certainly going to have a lot more time. And I kind of had to just ditch the podcast. You know, there's a lot of things that went into it. But one of the reasons was just like, I was stressing out and just it took up so much time. And I was just like, something has to go. And obviously I got to graduate. Obviously I got to keep my job. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, by just default, I'm not making any money from it or anything. So
are you not making money out of off your podcast? I'm paying my rent with my podcast.
I just go to all my job Dive for Dapper fun. Ads. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to divedapper.com
sure.
for all your poetry needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm around. Check out my MySpace.
Well, buddy, I'm sure we'll hear from you probably next week.
Awesome.
On the podcast. I'd love for you to come back.
That'll be great. I'll be here.
Yeah. And then we'll see
you. I might
you
never leave.
Over the... You should stick around. Why not?
You guys, it'll be fine being a fifth roommate here, right? Or a fourth, however many
well,
people
including
are here.
The cats.
I'll probably just keep pissing on everything as well.
Yeah, it's secretly been you pissing.
Make it a real party.
The whole time. Can't tell. Okay, well, buddy, thanks for doing this.
No problem.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you. We'll have to talk to you soon.
Great. Yeah. Pleasure being on, as usual.
Ditto. End of podcast. We just want to party. What? Bottles on bottles. Yeah. Free shots for everybody. Got enough for everybody. Yeah. We cranking up the volume. What? Turn the music up louder. Yeah. Get loose and move your body. Yeah. Get loose and move your body. Yeah. We cranking up the volume. Uh-huh. Bottles on bottles. Free shots for everybody.
Well,
how do you think it's
something
going?
To be, I think it's going well between you guys, but there's a cat situation that is less than desired.
There's been a series of a rash of cat urinations.
Yes,
and,
thankfully only in one area, though.
Yeah, unfortunately that area is Jacob Bernadette's bed.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it'd be one thing if it was like pissing in the shower or whatever. Like that still wouldn't be cool, but it'd be easier to clean up.
Definitely, it's quite a process. This is the second time. This is the second time they've washed their sheets today,
yeah.
Which is more times
than I've washed my sheets ever.
But yeah, it's great to be here. The house is looking very homey.
Yeah, there's like stuff here now. Oh my god, I think what we're doing now is recording over. The first thing that we recorded. Putting all of your podcast energy into this one episode.
I sure am. It's been a while since I've been on the mics, but, you know, it's like riding a bicycle.
In what way?
That you never forget.
Oh, so it's not 9/11.
Lane 11.
Great. Well, Bodhi, what brings you back to New York this fine November evening?
Well, I pretty much just came to hang out per usual and go to Uniqlo.
Yeah.
I haven't been here since Jake and Bernadette moved here, so I thought I would come see the dynamic and how it's working out.
How do you think it's going?
Pretty good, but podcast much.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Harry Says Yes,